Praise God. You know, when he was talking about Christmas, I remembered when we were growing up, we'll go to Kingsway. Did you go to Kingsway? It's a lie. Did you go to Kingsway? Yeah. Okay. We'll go to Kingsway. We'll go to ride trains. Okay. And Father Christmas will give us, it's not gifts, it's gifts. You have different gifts. Just one ride. And then the escalator up and down. I think that building now in Ibadan, they turned it to TIB then. I remember. And it was very interesting. In the air, it was always bubbling. You see lights all around. But it is the way our fathers taught us. Don't forget, it's our fathers that taught us that way. It is what you are teaching these children now. Now they don't care about the lights. They don't care about the Christmas tree. They are not even bothered that. They just want to stay with devices and bury themselves. They don't even know Christmas carol. If they're just looking at you, it was Christmas carol. But if you teach them, they will know. Hallelujah. So be glad for the things that was transferred to you, and then you transfer it to other people. Amen. I was just thinking also this morning that very soon this language you are speaking, you become diluted. In the next 20 years, nobody's going to tell you Lexis and structure anymore. You know Lexis and structure? That he went to school, comma, then kinikon. He didn't use past tense. They will soon forget it. Because now when people want to write tomorrow, they say tomorrow, 2-M-A-O or 2-M-O-R-O, that life is just changing. You're laughing. I'm serious. So, but as long as they can communicate, Abby, that's why they can put down for in the dictionary. Yes, now they put it in Abby, Oxford Dictionary. They put all those things. Life is changing and is evolving. But there are things that you should not let go. Amen. There are things that should not change with the times. Hallelujah. And that's the foundation that we are talking about in Christ. Amen. We should not let the time and the tides change everything. So we should transfer all we know. You know, the other day was like, why are Christians like this? They're not as serious as the ones in those days. It's because of what they see. Hallelujah. It's because of what the people that mentor people, what they put onto them. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to pass across the right message. Amen. Even in the midst of things changing, there is a core that does not change. Hallelujah. Amen. So whether we write it or not, people will still write. Hallelujah. Whether they are using electronic means or they are using paper, amen, they will still write, hallelujah, but they will still write the right things. They should write the right things, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't mind Mr. Sagerio, if you are not losing weight, it's because you have been spiritual all the year through. You know that some people fast regularly. Is it not true? If you fast 1 week every month, in December, will you know that you are fasting? Will you lose weight? He has not been fasting. That's why he's losing weight. He did fast the whole year. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there used to be someone that stayed with us. Every time she's fasting, we know. We just come. I cannot lie down. That's why. We just go. Daddy. Where are you? You know it. You know, and some people can't fast because they're not feeling fine. But they can still partake. You know, fasting, well, it doesn't have to be food in you, Abby. You can fast a lot of desires. You know, some people like to take drink all the year round. They like to take chocolate all the year round. Take time and remove them these 21 days. Eh? And then pray. Some are not feeling, they say they are sick, they have to take medication. You can reduce the quantity of food you eat now. I tell my wife that she's very lucky now. In school, when we were in school, my friend and I, we finished, if I show you that pot, you run away. Two of us, we finished that big pot that can feed 5 people. But now we cannot eat that much anymore. I don't know why we can't eat that much anymore. I don't know why, but we can't eat that much anymore. But I think he still eats that much. I can't eat that much anymore. But he still eats that much. We put the food on the table, you want to run away. That's how we used to eat when we were in school. They say we burn a lot of energy. We walk up and down. It's a lie. It's a... Jukokoro, how do you call it? Is it... I don't know the English.
Greed.
This is greed. But it's important that we learn discipline in this time. Amen. We learn discipline and we learn to pray more. Hallelujah. If you are still, we are still in the calendar year 2021, so the daddy can say still in 2021. But spiritually, we have moved. Abi, amen. And we are moving. Hallelujah. So we do not walk by sight. Do you understand? We walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So remember that we'll come on the 31st for testimony night. Amen. And remember, we'll come on the 26th for Thanksgiving service. Amen. There's always something to thank God for. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach this morning, though. I just want to be rapping. I just want to be rapping. Amen. You know, for my wife and I, it works for us when we chat better than when we see face to face. It's amazing. Abby? Oh. One man of children. So we can, and it's always funny. I always like, VCD, have you noticed that when we chat the whole day, and then when we see, each one will just go this way, this one will go that way, and that's the end of it. But immediately step out of the house, the next thing, where are you? And there's something, but I was in the house just now. Hallelujah. But I now remember one thing, that it is what brings, what gives birth to anything that sustains it. Amen. So when we first met, all our life was Yahoo Messenger. Yes. So she was in her office. I was in my office. Was Yahoo Messenger. So we sent, what are you doing? I'm on my way to Kitty. And there's no messenger on the road. And that's how we, so it has become part of us. And it's the same thing that is sustaining us. That habit. It's not that we don't talk eye to eye. We don't think that we don't talk. But I tell you that we do more on the chat than, so the day I lost all our chat, I was like, my God. Somehow it got deleted. I don't know what happened. I just deleted everything. I'm like, my God, I cannot get this thing again. This woman was not asking for the last thing we mentioned. Hallelujah. But whatever gives birth to something, always sustains it. Amen. And that's why we cannot do without the word of God. Amen. We cannot do without the word of God. If you say 2021 is gone or is going, whichever way you are, if you are daddy, you say 2021 is still here. If you are Mr. Sajere, you say 2021 has gone. Hallelujah. If you are the rest of the people, you say we are walking towards 2022. Abi, amen. But whichever way we are looking at it, hallelujah. Whatever God says he will do, that's what he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. It is his nature, it is his character, and it is just his habit. Amen. Whatever he says he will do, then he's going to do it. I don't know why we're mentioning this morning. I don't know what is happening to you. Amen. But it's not over. Hallelujah. And God is not limited with space. He's not limited by your calendar here. Hallelujah. He's not limited by everything that limits us. Amen. He has a design, a grand plan. Hallelujah. And he orchestrates things according to his plan. And that's why it's important that we pray according to God's will and you walk in God's will. And we heard that if you pray the word of God, you are in God's will. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I said, whatever gives birth to anything is going to sustain it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we cannot ignore the fact that the word is important. Okay? And we cannot ignore the fact that we need to rely on it. Some people say we spend a lot of time praying. Prayers don't make anything. That's what they say. That you have to go and use your head and use your hand. But it's because they don't have understanding. Hallelujah. Somebody was complaining that, and I don't blame them. He was complaining that if we say that every government in power, God knows about it, that he doesn't think that God knows about this government. And I said, that's the word of God. You do not tamper with it. Amen. It's the word of God. So if you think you have a question, you need to ask yourself. And then you go back to the beginning. All those kings that ruled Israel, were they all perfect? But it was, you hear God say, I have taken it away from you. I have given it to, just like, let me use this example. He has taken it away from divine, has given it to Muiwa. Abi? No, he's, yeah, man. He has taken it away from divine, he has given it to Muiwa. And then he expects that, and then he will tell Muiwa that you continue in the way, and he will tell him the father he should follow. Say, you continue in the way of your father, this one, and then he will be well with you, everything you do. And then, let me tell you. So divine now decides that he's going to follow his own way. Right? And then things happen. So in the first instance, did God know about divine being there? God knew about divine being there. So in the second instance, is this God's fault that divine didn't do what God asked him to do? No. So he will see the consequence of what God has, because God told them all the consequences. He will see the consequence of what God has said he will do, if he doesn't follow his way. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't be deceived by the things that you see. Okay? If people are in government, God knows about it. Okay? And that is for them to do what they're supposed to do in government. Hallelujah. Because it's always left or right. I have laid before you life and death. Now choose. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17, it says, Ah, good Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out your arm. There is nothing too hard for thee. Hallelujah. He has made the heaven and the earth, okay, and he has stretched forth his arm, and there is nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. And all these promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So the design, the grand design of things is to follow the way of God. There was a time, I don't watch films like that. I don't watch films, but there was a film, I think it's Sliding Doors. Good. So there's a film called Sliding Doors. It showed the same set of people, if I remember very well. Because when I start, you know when you say you have starting, you don't have finishing. When I want to watch film, I start very eager. After 20 minutes, I sleep off, and I wake up 10 minutes to the end of the film. So everything that happened in between, I probably don't know. The only thing I know I can watch from beginning to the end is a live football match. Yes, that's it. I cannot, but that I watch a film that somebody is crying, one fake cry, or someone, I won't do that. But this particular film caught my attention because it's important. So it was about, let's say Kenny, for instance. Yes, now. So he's doing something, and then at a point, he's supposed to take a left turn, okay? And then he takes that left turn. And then they now show the same Kenny. At that same point, they show him at that same point, that instead of Kenny taking this left turn, Kenny took the right turn. And they showed everything that will happen to him on the left turn and everything that happened to him on the right turn. And then he comes out at the end. Okay? So different things happen to him on the way. Hallelujah. But he comes out at the end. Is that that's what the film... Don't tell them if I don't get it. So at the end of the day, then they show us at the end of the film and... But you know, that's the way our life is. We always have the choice to go right or to go left. Amen. And everybody has a justification for doing what they think they are doing. So, everybody, and that's why that is okay if he says it's 2021. He has a justification for it. Mr. Sajo is okay if he says it's 2022. He's a spiritual man. He has a justification for it. Okay? But it's a choice thing. So if you take the right, it's your choice. If you take the left, it's your choice. But in the scheme of things, where we stand, and we stand in Christ, amen, hallelujah. He says there are many doors. I mean, there are many ways before a man. And that's why the left or the right is not a problem. That's how it is laid down. There are many ways. But there's just one way that gives you the desired result. Every other thing you see on the other ways, they are not the desired results. They are the results of your choice. Hallelujah. But this is the end point or the path that God has laid for you, and that's how you're supposed to go. It's your choice to follow it, and it's your choice to do otherwise. Amen. But in making your choice, do not place it on God's table. Hallelujah. Except you have followed his line, his word to the end. Then you can say, I submitted everything I want to submit. I am placing it at his feet. Amen. You know he's a good shepherd. And we are sheep of his flock. His pastor. But they say that the sheep is dumb. Abi? Hallelujah. Do they say that the sheep is dumb? It seems as if he's having a problem with that one. You want to tell me that you are not dumb? Amen. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is that the sheep is obedient. So you think it's dumb? No, it's not dumb. When the shepherd moves the sheep in a direction, the sheep relies and trusts on that shepherd, and then he follows him without argument. Yesterday, we were on the road. I showed my son a stubborn goat. You know what a stubborn goat is? You know, when I was growing up, we used to call people stubborn goat. In fact, I don't say stubborn goat. It's stubborn G. And that G is actually goat. It's stubborn G. And I showed him a stubborn G yesterday, right in the middle of the express, with the two people that was pulling the goat. He hooked his rear hoof in the road, and then the front one, he hooked it, and the two of them could not pull him. And they were dragging. I said, this is the example of a stubborn goat. Right in the face of death, he's refusing to go. He wants to stay right in the middle of the road. Okay? So, a sheep won't do that. Because a sheep understands and trusts the shepherd. Okay? So if the shepherd turns his rod, okay, and directs the sheep knows that that shepherd understands that that direction is good for me. Amen. How many of you love Psalm 23? The Lord's my shepherd, I not want. He made me down to lie in pastures green. He leaded me. Hallelujah. We all love that psalm. Amen. The shepherd has. But do we follow the instruction of the shepherd? Are we like Mr. Sajiri that has a problem with the fact that a sheep is dumb? Because that's what happens. When the shepherd, and don't worry, Mr. Sajiri, it's fine. After service, we'll settle it. But that's what the shepherd is trying to tell us. If the word says move, you should move. It's not for you to question what the shepherd is telling you. Because number one, the flock belongs to the shepherd. And he does not want to lose anyone. Right? So he's not leading you in a way that he does not know. He leads you in a way that you do not know. Hallelujah. There are two different things. In a way that you do not know is different from in a way that he does not know. But he does not lead the sheep in a way that he does not know. Amen. Hallelujah. But because we are very intelligent, which is what the world is saying, telling people now, okay, that's why you're always depending on prayer. Yeah, you can use your head. God gave you a brain and a head. So I went and said, this brain, how does it function? I remember that they taught me that it works with synapses. So I said, this brain, how does it function? If we want to rely so much on this brain and the things we think we know, how does it function? They say the synapses are two. There's electrical synapse and there's chemical synapse. There's only certain one that can query that one. There's only certain one that can query it. Did you study that in biology? Did you study that? We went to the school where they taught us that. Hallelujah. They taught us that in school. Did they teach you synapses? I was going to faint right here. But I'm saying, because he's in the medical field, so he understands. So there's a chemical synapse and the electrical synapse. Studies said that the man has not dealt with all the electrical synapse that happens in the brain. But for the chemical synapse, they understand that when you see something coming, there is a new neutron in the brain, okay, that it will send signal to the other neutrons in the cell that is supposed to be receiving. And so when you throw a ball at me, okay, it sends signals for me and then So how did those synapses come to happen? So are you getting what I'm saying? If you are going to rely on that brain, the functionality of that brain is dependent on super or a higher force that man cannot explain. The best we can explain it is what I've told you, that there are synapses. They say there's potassium and sodium, and then those synapses happen. They cannot tell you how it happens. Hallelujah. But on the flip side, I understand what they're trying to say. That don't be a lazy person or a Christian that will not walk on your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So while we pray, there is an instruction by the shepherd for the sheep. Are you following that instruction? Amen. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 14, if you read from the beginning, God told Moses, let us open it. By the way, Suya night is coming. We eat Suya. We sing carols. We make merry. But I want to say, if you are coming for last year night, if you have anything special, you can bring it so that we can all share it, okay? So Exodus 14 from verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi, Ahiroth, between Migdol and the sea opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. Then I will add in Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Now it was that it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people, and they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also, he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord added the heart of King Pharaoh of Egypt, and he pursued children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. Amen. So, God told Moses, "I will add in Pharaoh's heart." And then we read further down that, "And the Lord added the heart," in verse 8, "of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he pursued children of Israel, and children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the chariots, horses of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them, camping by the seaside Pi before Baal. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. So, God was leading them in a direction, okay? And then they looked and they saw terror. They saw the army of Egypt pursuing them, and they saw terror. Then, in verse 11, then they said to Moses, "Because there was no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt so with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness." Amen. Hallelujah. "And Moses said to them, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he can accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever." Hallelujah. Amen. So in the first instance, when they first saw the army, okay, they shall cry out unto God. That's what the big Christos is. And then after a while, they looked at it and said, ah, but this Moses, why did you bring us? Is it that there was no grave in Egypt to bury all of us in? Well, there was enough grave to bury us. Why did you bring us here to die in the wilderness? They were overwhelmed with the might that they saw, forgetting the arm that took them out of Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Moses, God spoke to Moses in the beginning and told him everything that will happen. Then in verse 14, the Bible says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And then in verse 15, he says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. I said earlier, he leads you in a way that you do not know, but in a way that he knows. Amen. That's why he's the shepherd. He tells them, in the midst of all you are seeing, tell the children of Israel to go forward. And then the question is, why do you cry to me? Amen. You know, even God has told him everything he will do. I've told you this, I've revealed this to you. These are the things I'm going to do. Why are you crying to me? Hallelujah. The next verse, it says, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow thee. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. And I will gain honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen. Hallelujah. And the angel of God went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud of darkness to one, and it gave light by night to the other. Amen. So that the one did not come near the other all that night. Verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land. Hallelujah. Amen. In the beginning, verse 1, Moses had a conversation with God, and God told him what he would do. Okay? I will do this, I will add in their hearts. And then he saw those things that God said he would do play out. Okay? The children of Israel did not understand it. They felt like, oh, we are going to be captured, we are going to go back, and it's going to be worse, or we will just die here, because that's going to be a battle. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says in verse 15, that God said to Moses, why are you crying? Why are you crying to me? Hallelujah. Why are you crying to me? I have given you heads up. That's what you call heads up. I'll tell you these things will happen. Okay? Your trust should be in me. Hallelujah. He knows the end from the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when we started this 2021, it was not certain. Have you? We're still battling, and then they want us to end again with this nonsense that they have come up with again. I'm sorry to use that word. They started the year with all this cloud in the air, and then they want to end the year again with all this cloud in the air. Hallelujah. But God is telling him that I've told you what will happen. Okay? You have to be rest assured. You have to stay where God is. If things will happen for you, you have to stay where he is and where he has told you to stay. He said, I've told you, so why are you crying to me? Tell my people to go forward. Now, he's not being sheepish. God is a very good God. Okay? So he said, tell my people to go forward. But Moses had to do something for those people to understand what that good forward is. Hallelujah. He said, but stretch forth your rod. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So I know what I'm going to do for you. Okay? I know that in the place of prayer, this is done deal. Okay? In verse 15, he says here that, I don't want to paraphrase you, so in verse 16, he says, but lift up your rod. He says, but, okay? He says, in verse 15, he says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod, hallelujah, and stretch your hand over the sea and divide it, hallelujah. These are two instructions. Number one, is you tell them to go forward. Because there's nothing to go and take in Egypt. They should go forward. They should rely on God that they know. Okay? And he say, and then he said, but. So there is a negation. Hallelujah. He says, but you need to do something while you are going forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Does it tell you something? That when you are praying, as you are praying, you can pray everything you need to pray. God will give you instructions in the place of prayer. So that the synapses in your head can make meaning. If you want to rely, if you want to rely on the synapses in your brain, you need to rely on the synapses in the word. Hallelujah. You need to tie them together. Okay? Because this is the synapse that will send signal to the chemical reaction in your brain that will send the synapses in your brain to work. Amen. So he said, but stretch forth your rod. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you divide the sea into dry ground. Hallelujah. So the one that knows the way of God and the one that knows the act of God, you know, there are two different sets of people. Moses understood God's way. Then the children knew the acts of God. So number one, God has shown him his way. This is my way. This is the way we are going. Number two, for these ones that understand my act, they need to see it. Hallelujah. So stretch forth your rod. Let there be dry ground before them. If Moses took that instruction to tell my people to go forward, and he did not stretch that rod forth, those people will not move. Amen. Hallelujah. They won't move. Is it me that designed? No. It's just natural. Because God wouldn't have said but. The Bible would not have recorded a but when he gave him that instruction. Because you cannot tell them to move. If I tell you to move beside water, will you move? There are people that were dealing with the physical senses. And God understood these people. Amen. And God understands Moses. He understands Moses and he understood the people that he was dealing with. If he was left to Moses, he would do everything that God has asked him to do. You put your hand in your clock, it will come out, put it back, you throw your rod, it will do it. Hallelujah. But for these ones, they needed to see. Amen. And they needed to obey the instruction so that they can see what God intended. So immediately they saw the dry ground, what do you think would have happened? All the adrenaline inside them, you know, they had been crippled by fear before. All the adrenaline inside them and the awe in which they will stand and see wall of water. I wish I could see a wall of water. Not the one behind glass. So I've seen water behind glass before. You know, and even at that, I was scared. It was underground. I saw it. I said, ha, wow. What if this glass should burst? Amen. But, I mean, for the people, all the chemical system inside them will have risen. They will be reinvigorated because of the things that they could see. Hallelujah. They will see dry land. And then they could see a wall of water. Won't it they move? So Moses telling them, go forward. They will move. Hallelujah. In the place of prayer, take the prayer, know the ways of God, and know the acts of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why it will be easy for people to follow. Are we saying they should rely always on the things they see? No. Amen. Sometimes they see helps the things that they will believe. If it were not so, it would not have been written in the scriptures. And he said, stretch forth your rod. That rod, parted, you say he parted it. No, he did not part it. It was an obedience to God's word that made the sea part. It wasn't the rod that parted the sea. Hallelujah. Amen. It was obedience that made way. Amen. Hallelujah. If you think it's a lie, go and stretch forth your rod. Without an instruction, go and stretch forth. You know that one, that man they said in the battle that jumped into the lion's den. That is Daniel of our time. He had no instruction to do it. Amen. It was simple obedience that brought that forth, and that happened. If you go and study a shepherd, I don't know. I've not seen more. The ones I've seen, they are not good examples. Those ones beat. Those ones beat their flock black and blue. They are not good examples. They say he has a staff. Have you? And then he has a rod. So I think it's in Psalm 23. They say your staff and your rod, they comfort me. Hallelujah. The staff, I understand that the shepherd uses it for his own self. He leans on it. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you leaning on? What are you leaning on as a person? Hallelujah. And then the rod is used to direct the sheep. Show them the way. Amen. And sometimes, okay, when he needs to count, he says that he uses that rod. He will stretch forth his rod, and then one after the other, they pass. Okay? If he wants to see the quality of the sheep, he will stretch forth the rod, and then the sheep passes underneath the rod, and he opens up the fur of the skin, and he can see the quality of the skin of the sheep. Hallelujah. So the rod has several, I can't tell you all the uses that the shepherd uses it for, but these ones, I think they are very important. The rod, okay? So the rod is exemplifies the word of God. Amen. If you want to examine the quality of your life, hallelujah, amen, you need to pass your life underneath that rod, the word of God, and then you will see the quality of life that you are living. Amen. So you see whether your life is consistent with the word of God, hallelujah, or is not. You will see it if you pass it through the rod or under the rod, anyone you pass it through, pass your life through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know that God, he deals with us with his word. When we're praying, he said, we should pray in the will of God. And we said that his will is known in his word. Hallelujah. So that word gives direction. So if the good shepherd is going to lead us with his rod, he's leading us by his word, and he's directing us on the path we should go by following his word. So the word of God is the will of God. The rod and the direction in which the shepherd moves it is the will of the shepherd. Hallelujah. So if he doesn't want them to go forward or in a particular direction, he just puts it there, and then they begin to follow it. They understand. Not because they are dumb, but because they are wise. That this shepherd that is going this way understands that it is this direction that we need to go. And you don't have to be that dumb in quotes. Amen. Don't be bothered if people say you are dumb. Hallelujah. But be happy that you are following his instruction. You are obedient. Because, what Moses did was simple. He said it, and I'm doing it. It is his problem to do what he has said he would do. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when God said, tell my people to go forward, I can't tell Desola that, Desola, this is fire. Pass, I'm here, don't worry, pass. I can't tell her. She will stand. Daddy, are you for real? That's how she's going to say it. And that's how she's going to open her mouth. I'll be like, what's wrong with this man? How can you tell me to go forward in fire? It's the same way the children of Israel were already crying out to God. That what is all this one? This is the trouble you say you have delivered us from. We are seeing this trouble. And he had to show them that, you know what? You can move. Amen. Even he has spoken to Moses. Okay? Even the Moses he spoke to went to him and said, oh God, I don't know what he told him between verse 14 and verse 15. But the Bible says, but Moses cried to God. God said, why are you crying to me? That means Moses himself was like, Baba, something's wrong. Where are we going from here? But he said, why are you crying to me? Tell my people to go forward. If you rely on his word, and that's the rod. He said, but use your rod to point the way. Hallelujah. He stretched forth that rod, and the sea parted, and there was dry ground. Amen. So, and you know, how would I say it? The Bible tells us, which makes, for the people that rely so much on their knowledge, which makes a lot of sense. He said he caused easterly winds, okay? And then the sea parted, and the land was dry. And he said, how did the land dry up? You know what easterly winds bring? Do you know what they bring? Is it southerly now? Before I go and make a mistake, each one of them. It brings dry air. Okay? So if they want to explain it now, those people that use their knowledge to explain everything, they will say that dry air must have been so super, super powerful that it dried up the water that was on the ground. That's what they will say. I've seen a book, 100 Mysteries of the World. And number one, the book records that there's a day missing in record of the whole world that they can't find that day. And I'm sure all of you know that day that they cannot find. Do you know that day that they cannot find? Set man. Do you know that day that they cannot find? Okay, let me say it again in case I'm not clear. There is a book, 100 Mysteries of the World. In that book, it records that there's one day missing in the history of the world. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, do you know that day that is missing in the history of the world? Who stopped the sun from moving? Joshua. That's the day that is missing. When the sun moves, right? Or when the earth moves around the sun, it gets one day. So for one day, that did not happen. And they don't have that record in history. Hallelujah. Amen. When they were going to explain this one I'm talking to you, they said it was a tsunami that parted. And they said it was a tsunami that parted. And I said that, and I think we've heard it before, that tsunami must have been very, very, very God-sent, because he parted it just at the time that God needed it to be parted. Hallelujah. And he parted it based on the will of God, that parting, the ground must be dry. Because all of us know that under the sea is not dry. And you cannot stand on it. So it's difficult for people to walk. If it was that easy, the Egyptians would have just ridden on it. Amen. So when you keep relying on your knowledge to explain everything, there's going to be a problem. It's the only thing that we don't have issue accepting is when we are explaining all these things around us. People will tell you that the brain box of the car is dead. That's why the cars cannot start. Then we accept it and go that way. And we say there's nothing else that can be done. Why can't you just take the word of God the way it has been written? But I'm saying that in the rest of this year, God will do everything that he said he will do. Amen. But follow the direction of the rod. Follow the direction that the word is leading you. But it's not leading you without you being an active participant in what is happening. Because it's between you and God. Amen. So if God is actively participating and you are not, you're not going to see any results. I'm not kidding. So if you come to class and the teacher teaches you everything he's going to teach you, Abby, you teach them 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 2, 4, and the children that are supposed to follow are not following. When the external exam comes, is the teacher going to be able to help them anymore? It's not going to be able to help them. Things will not be the way you expect them to be if you are not actively following the direction of the shepherd. The sheep follows the direction of the shepherd actively. That's why at every point in time, he's able to turn. If he says sit, he will sit. The Bible says he leads them to green pastures. He causes them to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. Amen. So he always gives a cause or a reason for the things that he's asking the sheep to do. Hallelujah. But the sheep that suddenly become wise and wants to be a goat will be the one that will question the word of God at every point in time. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible and the stories in the Bible were given for our learning. Amen. If he dealt with his children of Israel this way, hallelujah, and he's dealing with us by the leading of the Holy Spirit, then what are we questioning? Amen. And I've not seen him do what he asked me, he says he will do for me. Have you done what he asked you to do? Amen. Have you done what he asked you to do? If you say people should give, everybody will have a reason not to give. Hallelujah. And everybody has a reason not to give. Amen. But if you don't give, and you give, who does the return accrue to? It's you. Right? The consequence of giving or not giving comes back to you. Amen. When I was growing up, at a point in time when I needed to do, what do you call this? Industrial attachment. And I went to this establishment, and I got there. They looked at my name, and they said, "We are going to accept you based on the fact that, based on your name." I said, "What is my name?" I said, my name. He said, because your father gave all of us the opportunity to be where we are today. And we are here, your father is no more, but we will teach you. So if my father did not give that much consideration, so I asked my mom, I said, why, what happened? He said, your father was a good guy, just like me. Am I a good guy? So each time my father had opportunity, whatever monies that they make from, so if you issue contracts, the people that will execute the contract will come back and say, there's a percentage, blah, blah, blah. My father never accepted it. He said, if there's a percentage, give it to me. Or take these people, this set of people, go and train them and bring them back. And that's what they will do. And so on one of those, take these people, go and train them and bring them back. One of them was my mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So without knowing, okay, he was like, no, I won't accept this money. If you think that is what you want to give me, then let us train everybody here. Apart from the one that is supposed to train them, then let us use that to train everybody. And so after he died, or was it before he died? Or before he died, it was not in service anymore. When I went there, I didn't need to sweat. They just said, this is your name, this is what you do. Then he got to a point when they say we should carry ladder. All those men, they were old enough to be my uncles. They say, no, don't carry ladder. Oh my God. I say, Oga, please, I will not learn if I don't carry ladder. Amen. So I'm saying, if it is your time to give, whether you are giving offering, you are giving anything, and you don't do it, it's still you that will come back to. Truly. If I'd gone to that place and I put my name forward and they look at it, they say, oh, this guy, there's nothing to do for you. Okay? He said, no. Even when your father was here, he was not giving like this. He was not giving us opportunity like this. That's what they would have said. But I'm saying, follow these instructions. They are good for you. Follow this direction. It's not being sheepish. The words that they use, they could be derogatory. It's not being sheepish. It's being wise. Because he knows the way he has asked you to go. You do not know the way he has asked you to go. Hallelujah. I hope you understand there are two different things. He knows the end from the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. So God sees the end. Okay? You know, when they are watching film in my house, I'm always very angry with them. You know why? We want to watch film. You want to go and see what is at the end of the film before we watch the film. What's the essence of watching the film? So you know that you want to say, yes, so what happened? They will now go and check the end. And I say, hey, this won't happen. I say, please, I don't want to know. The reason why I'm taking time out to watch this is because I want to go through whatever suspense they have asked us to go through and end at the result. They also, they go and check online. I said, this online thing is a very bad thing. Before now, we didn't used to watch anything and go and check the story. Somebody that has watched it, we go and put the whole story there. And then some people, you spend money. If you don't spend money to pay DSTV subscription, you spend money for Netflix, Abby. You spend even the data you are spending money on, and then somebody will come out. So if you tell me that at the end of the day, if you tell me now that this match that we are watching is 3-0, I'm not watching that match again. That's football. If you tell me football, I'm watching a match, and somebody comes and says, ah, this match is 2-0 at the end of the game, I'm not watching it again. There's no need to watch it again. I just go and do something else. You understand what I'm saying? God sees the end from the beginning. What you should enjoy is that leading of his all through to the end. The Bible tells us that Job, he made us to see the end that God intended. Not because he wasn't a smart man, hallelujah. He could have gone all the other way, amen. But he made us. And that's why we can always refer to that story today. The book of Acts does not end. It continues with the Acts of Muiwa, the Acts of Tommy, the Acts of Divine. What are people going to say? Because we are obedient to his word. What are people going to be able to rely on when they look at our lives and be like, is God's word true? If we make God's word true, then we will follow it without question. And then each step you take is an action in the right direction. Amen. He told them, he said, tell my people to go forward, but stretch forth the rod. The rod
is pointing in a direction. The rod is opening ways. You will find direction and instruction in the word of God. Point that rod forward and follow that instruction, and you'll be the best for it. Let's rise on our feet. This period that we are in should not be the only time that you know joy. Amen. End of the year, December, everybody says Christmas. No. It is joy all year round because you are dependent on God. Amen. And you have an understanding. The joy of the Lord should be our strength. Let's just talk to God and give him praise. Tell him that indeed we will follow his word. What he says we will do. Where he sends we will go. And he's a good God. He doesn't just send. He sends us with instruction. So in the place of prayer, just thank him that we are able to receive the instructions for that next phase of our life, for that next step we are supposed to take. Hallelujah. And then we become different from the rest of the world. He separated us. He has separated us. Hallelujah. And that separation must be evident. Evident in the fruits that we bear. Evident in the things that we do. When people are saying there's a casting down, the only reason we will be saying there's a lifting up is because we have a God that lifts us up. Hallelujah. Give him all the praise this morning. Ebosa kalimbro tike badika basa kalia. Enga pro de boska tabo pelingra da basa kaboke dishe teria. Emlados ke timbro koba lide basambla tose teria. Eke bosa tia. Thank him because he's faithful. Hallelujah. And we need to realize that we are not alone. Amen. We are not alone. Hallelujah. We are more than this body. Hallelujah. E capo pre de liga rasca tana liga. E pra de se que to pratice de liga rabra de se tria. E grabo cate de que lim plato se tria. Que liga licente liga rabasoria. And God is intently and intimately concerned about our well-being. Hallelujah. Amen. So he won't just tell us to move. Hallelujah. He will tell us the direction to move and the things to do when we are moving. Hallelujah. What we should do is to ask him that we stay in the place of trust and anchor our trust in him. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.